Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Let's get some insight into what's going on in the NBA today. We are joined by Dave Dufour. Count the Dings Podcast Network is what he is on, and he's got the back-to-back podcast, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. My phone is trying to die, but I got it plugged in. Don't worry.
All right. Awesome. We don't want it to die, but it's been pretty busy. First of all, Cavaliers making a move last night. Your thoughts on what the Cavaliers were able to accomplish?
You know, beyond just that move, I think that you can tell there's been an organizational focus on getting assets, getting draft assets. You know, they picked up another first rounder. They've been picking up second rounders. They are doing a fantastic job of replenishing the cupboard that was left bare when LeBron James left.
And with that in mind, you obviously have to turn some things into players. You hope you get lucky in the draft. But can you see them doing anything else drastic here, Dave, before the deadline?
I think they're going to be taking on a bad contract to try to get more assets. You could maybe see them flip Kevin Love, although I haven't heard anything to that effect. Tristan Thompson is a guy who could have some value for some teams around the league. J.R. Smith, I still believe he can play and contribute on a playoff team, and he's also only got like a $3 million guarantee next year. So he's actually got some value too, as a, like almost like an expiring. $3 million is nothing. So I do think they've got some pieces that they can play, and they might also be able to package some picks with some of these guys and maybe get better picks.
Dave, why do you think J.R. Smith hasn't been traded yet? I haven't been able to find that deal.
There's just not – so he's making like $14 million this year, and that's quite a bit of money for a guy that he may be a fringe starter. He might be a seventh man for some teams. So I think that teams want to go for sort of the higher up on the tree fruit before they start calling about J.R. Smith, with the hopes that they might work out a buyout, and then you can get him dirt cheap.
Dave, the way that the NBA is shaking out here at the trade deadline, it's fascinating to me to watch these franchise-changing trades that happen. Do you think that stuff is good for the league overall, or is it something that, like, boy, there's way too much activity here in the middle of a season?
Well, Major League Baseball is actually setting a defined day on the calendar as the trade deadline, and I firmly believe it's because they see how much activity the NBA gets. I mean, the NBA websites get tons of traffic today. It's the biggest media day of the year. I mean, I've been since 6 a.m., I've been on my desktop with my iPad open, on my phone. I mean, I'm working my butt off today because it is so busy. There's so much action. There's so many eyeballs on not just the league, but also all the websites and listening to this radio broadcast, I'm sure.
Dave, when it comes to the Pelicans and the Lakers, there were some interesting stories that came out yesterday about, you know, I don't want to say revenge, but that might be kind of the word that some of the rumors that were put out to try to dismantle what's going on with the Lakers and getting Davis. Just your thoughts on what's going on there, what happened, and where does that go?
Well, listen, I think the most likely scenario is that the Pelicans just weren't interested. Now, we all want to look for, you know, it's like the New World Order behind the scenes calling right. All the shots, but Del Demps hasn't proven to be that kind of guy in any of his other dealings, so I wouldn't assume that here. I do love a good story, though. And so the idea that he said, you know what, I'm going to try to make the Lakers miss the playoffs, and then I'm not going to send them Anthony Davis. All their young guys are going to be ready to leave. You're going to get LeVar Ball back on television, which has been excellent so far. And I'm just going to watch the chaos. He's like the Joker, right? Some men just want to watch the world burn. And that's a fantastic story. I love it, and I will be so happy to run with it. But the truth is probably a lot more benign.
All right, so where does Anthony Davis end up, and when does he end up there?
I do not believe he's going to be moved before the deadline, which is, fast approaching. And I think this summer you're going to see a huge bidding war, and the Pelicans, if they're smart, they'll hold off for the thing that they think is more valuable. I mean, it could be Jason Tatum. It could be whatever package the Clippers are trying to put together. It could be the number one pick in the draft. You know, I mean, if you you get a chance to draft Zion Williamson, but you could maybe flip that pick and some other asset for Anthony Davis, I think that's a no-brainer. You know what Anthony Davis is. Zion Williamson, we hope he might be Anthony Davis one day.
Is there any chance that he starts next season in a New Orleans uniform and then they go through this up to the trade deadline?
I can't imagine, because his value will actually go down. You know, a team is going to want to have him for the whole year to try to sell him, in particular if it's not the Lakers where he says he wants to re-sign. So they're going to want to have him for the whole year to sell him on the idea of staying there. You look at what happened with Paul George, and we all keep bringing it up. You look at Toronto taking a swing at Kawhi, trying to sell him on Toronto for a year. I think that blueprint is sort of there. And so, like, if you're Boston, you definitely want to get him in-house in July. You want to know he's there, start selling him on the Boston experience and, you know, all of the perks that come with being, you know, a member of the Celtics organization.
Worked with Paul George, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, but how many teams have the culture that Oklahoma City has? Like, Russell Westbrook catches a lot of undeserved flack. People will watch how he plays and assume that he's this selfish person. But the truth is, Sam Presti and Russell Westbrook have set the tone for that organization in a way that a superstar decided to re-sign a five-year contract to live in Oklahoma City. I mean, Oklahoma City, I mean, does it exist? Like, it's not even a real city.
I've been there. They have a couple of good restaurants.
Okay, that's great.
There's
but I'm just saying it's
some
not
barbecue,
LA.
Dave.
It's not
bad.
New York. Paul George could have gone to any team, and he stayed in Oklahoma City after only being there for a year. So Clearly, if you have an organization that has that sort of culture, there is a chance, right? Like, because players care about quality of life. The money is the money wherever. You know, in some states you might have less tax than others, and so, you know, that's a thing. But the truth is, man, the organizational culture is what really matters at the end of the day.
Dave, let me tell you this. The worst thing you ever could have bought was a Nick Stauskas Cavaliers jersey, because Adrian Wojnarowski is now reporting Houston is trading him and Wade Baldwin to the Pacers, according to ESPN. You want to talk about a crazy life.
So that'll be their fourth team
yes.
in the week.
They had to pair Stauskas and Doug McDermott to see if they could tell them apart.
It's just nuts. I love this. I'll be honest with you. I think it's great for the league. I think it's great for everybody.
Absolutely. Man, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. And like, you know, these guys are human beings, but luckily they're compensated very well, right? Like, so any of the inconveniences involved, like, they are at least all making good money. So it's easy for me to, like, sleep at night. I don't feel too terrible for these guys. Now, with that being said, when we watch some guy that's, I don't know, like, if the Heat trade Udonis Haslam or whatever, that maybe that's a different story. You know, if a guy's been in with an organization for a long time and gets moved, you know, I hate to see that. But, I mean, Stauskas, it's not like he bought a house in Cleveland last night.
No.
Or in Houston this morning.
That's true. Hey, just quickly before we let you go, what did you think of Kevin Durant's rant last night about, you know, just being approached about being traded and being asked about it and being a free agent at the end of the year?
So I'm going to touch on this. We're going to have a Count the Dings live trade deadline show at twitch.tv/countthedings here in like 45 minutes. And I'm going to touch on it there, but I'll give you just a taste. First of all, Kevin Durant is well within his rights to feel however he wants, to go wherever he wants, right? Like, I'm all for player empowerment. He could have just said the part about he doesn't know who traded Porzingis. He doesn't want to talk about the Knicks. It's none of your business, whatever. He didn't have to attack the media. He didn't have to attack, in particular, Ethan, right? Like, I mean, I'm friends with Ethan, so, like, this kind of touches home. But at the same time, like, I just thought that was a little bit out of whack. Ethan actually wrote a nice response, I thought, on The Athletic today. And I think that he kind of did a better job of eloquently stating how he felt about it better than I can. But the truth is, man, like, it's part of the job. Show up. Just answer the questions. It's not hard. LeBron did this last year, right? Like, with the whole Lakers drama. We all knew he was going to L.A. for 2 years. We knew he was planning to make Space Jam, right? If he was going to shoot the Pelican brief, we would have been asking him about New Orleans.
Ba-dum-bum.
It's true.
So, yeah, I think that it's just, like, it comes with the job. I get it. And he hardly ever gets asked about this stuff. So I think he just should toughen up and get a thicker skin.
All right, Dave, we're looking forward to it. Again, one more time, tell us about the podcast coming up here.
So we're doing a live trade deadline show on Twitch at twitch.tv/countthedings. You can catch me there. You can catch Coach David Thorpe and a myriad of guests popping in and out over the hour and a half show.
Outstanding. Dave, really enjoyed talking to you. Hopefully we can have you on in the future as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Dufour joining us, and we appreciate his time. Of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.